97.1 FM.
Good evening, everyone, from the Beatrice Middle School Auditorium. I'm Randy Gatula. We're getting set for our nightcap of high school basketball here on our continuing coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. Coming up next, it's the HTRS Titan Boys taking on the Pawnee City Indians. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this nightcap. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. You've already heard a lot of basketball, three games here on KTNC. I just finished up a three-game shot over on Sunny 101.3 here from the Beatrice Middle School. In the games that I covered earlier on Sunny 101.3, Bruny Davenport Shickley's girls defeated Johnson Brock 45-32, Exeter Milligan over HTRS 49-35, and in the boys' game that I broadcast just a few minutes ago, it was Johnson Brock over Dillard Odell 65-26, the final in that one. Game coming up is a boys' B division semifinal game. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the HTRS Titans, they'll go with Nick Knutson. Knutson, a 6-foot senior. Jack Hunsicker, a junior at 6'3". Gage Short, a 6'3 senior. Hunter Fry, 6'1 and a senior. And Andrew Stalver, a 6'1 senior. That's the starting five for Coach Mike Short and the Titans. For the Pawnee City Indians, Hadley Socorro will go with Kylan Kuster. Kuster is a 5'11 senior. Justin Pierce, a sophomore, at 5'7. Kyle Gira. Gira is a 6-foot senior. Bryce Gira, also a senior, at 6'4. And Big Simon Osborne, a 6'6 senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Socorro and the Pawnee City Indians. Pawnee City and HTRS getting ready to have at it here. HTRS got here by virtue of a 56-34 win over Sterling on Tuesday. Pawnee City squeaked out a 48-42 win over Meridian also on Tuesday to make it into this semifinal game. Winner of this one will face Johnson Brock at 5:45 on Saturday over in the City Auditorium for the B Division Championship. Johnson Brock with that win, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, over Dillard Odell, 65-26. So we're set to get underway. Gage Short jumps in there to jump it up for HTRS, and he'll jump it up against Bryce Gearup for the Pawnee City Indians. Our official steps into the center circle, and we're ready for Mudecas basketball. Here's the tip, and it'll be controlled by the Indians. Pawnee City comes up with the basketball. They'll set the offense here with the ball to the top of the key. This is Justin Pierce on the dribble. Kuster off to Pierce on the left wing. Bounce pass to Kuster in the paint. Kuster moves to the hoop. Back out to Pierce. Pierce goes to Osborne. Pierce jump shot blocked away nicely by Knutson. In traffic, Osborne has the ball taken away. Down court pass, fast break. Ball is deep. Stolen away by Kyle Gira. Kyle did a good job of getting back and getting the steal. Gira will set the offense to the left side. To Kuster. Kuster feeds it underneath. Shot off the glass up and good by Simon Osborne. Osborne with the first 2 points of the ball game. Pawnee City on top. With the basketball is Nick Knutson to the right side to Gage Short. Short works to the right side of the lane at the free throw line, pulls it out, backs up, now kicks it to Knutson in the corner right side of the bucket. Man-to-man defense by Pawnee City. Knutson with a jump shot, up and off, no good. Stalver down there battling for the rebound. Tipped away out of bounds off of Pawnee City. It'll stay with the Titans. Jack Hunsicker will inbound it. He'll stand on the baseline on the right side of his own backboard to toss it in. Hunsicker lobs it up top to Knutson. Knutson moves around the defender, covered by Kuster. Up to Gage Short. Again comes to Knutson in the paint. Stalver, right wing. Goes down to Jack Hunsicker. Gage Short. Knutson again. They're just passing the ball around the perimeter. Hunsicker lobs it inside to Stalver. Andy Stalver up to Gage Short for three. Off the rim, no, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Osborne. Osborne with the outlet pass to Kuster. He'll bring the basketball down court, set the offense to the left side. Goes into Kyle Gira, feeds it into traffic. The ball tipped away. Pierce comes up with it to the left wing. Here's a three on the way that's in and out of there. Rebound comes down to Andy Stalver. Stalver outlet pass, gives it to Gage Short. He'll push it down court. Short almost has the ball tipped away from him, gets it back. Again, comes up to Knutson with the ball. Nick Knutson on the dribble on the left elbow. Goes all the way around right side of the lane. Lays the ball up and good. Nick Knutson with the first 2 points for the HTRS Titans. And we're tied at 2, 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Here come the Indians. Pierce on the left side. Justin Pierce down deep in traffic. Feeds it into Kyle Gira. Kyle can't get his shot. Top of the key. Long three. Up and good. Nailing the three is Kylan Kuster. Kuster from the top of the circle, about 3 feet outside the arch, actually. Makes it 5-2, Pawnee City. HTRS basketball. Stolen by Pierce. Down court pass. Gives it to Kyle Gira. Driving lay-in. Doesn't get it. Gira knocked to the floor. Stalder there with a rebound. Outlet pass to Short. Down to Knutson in the corner. A long two from the corner. Doesn't go. Rebound put back Stalder. No, puts it underneath to Short. Again to Knutson. Around the horn right side. Open look. Hunsicker from the right corner for three. He can't get it. And the rebound pulled down by Pawnee City's Kyle Gira. Gira down court with a basketball for the Indians. He works it across the midcourt line. Hands it up to Kuster. Kuster on the dribble, guarded by Knutson in the man-to-man. Now goes to the left side. Kuster in the paint, feeds it underneath. Oh, nice pass over there to Simon Osborne. And Osborne gets the easy two, the assist from Kuster. 7-2, Pawnee City with the lead. Back up top, it comes again to Hunsicker. Jack Hunsicker feeds it to Knutson in the corner. They set a pick for him. Loose ball on the floor, everybody after it. Pawnee City comes out with it. Kyle Gira down court. Knutson gives chase. Knutson tipped it away from Gira. Gira goes back and gets the ball. Finds Justin Pierce in forecourt. Pierce on the right elbow. Inside the paint. Little jump shot in the paint. Short jumper up and good by Kyle Gira. Timeout taken. HTRS. It's 9-2. Pawnee City on top. 4:11 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout on KTMC.
Marlin City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection. Yes, we do. Your country Pawson superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family. Yes, it's true. Farmin' City Supply. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Near the top of the hour, this is KTMC, Falls City, Nebraska, AM 1230, FM 107.1 in Falls City. Back to live action. Gage Short with the ball, has it dribbled off his foot, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Pawnee City gets the ball back. Coach Mike Short is not a happy camper across the way right now. His team has fallen behind 9-2 here in the first 4 minutes of the ballgame. We're at the four-minute mark of the first quarter. Indians basketball under the basket, trying to go up with a shot. Ball was deflected away, knocked out of bounds. Kyle Gira tried to put the shot up. Gira will inbound it, stands under his own basket on the left side of the board. Gira, bounce pass in, ball deflected away, comes to the top of the key to Pierce. Justin Pierce now, hands off into the corner. Osborne backing into traffic, turnaround shot up and off, no good. But he'll be fouled, and the big boy, Simon Osborne, 6'6", and a senior, will be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul's on Andrew Stalder. On Stalder, his first team foul, number one, on the Titans. At the line, Simon Osborne. He has 4 points already. Free throw is up, and no. It rolled around, and then fell off to the side. In for HTRS, Ryken Davis checks into the lineup. Davis checks in. And let's see who's going to the bench here. Sitting down is Hunter Fry. Fry's going to take a break, and Davis checks in. Second shot is up and good for Simon Osborne. He hits 1 out of 2. Simon has 4, 5 points now, and it's 10-2, Pawnee City with the lead. Gage Short at the top of the key gives it up to Knutson, who works to the right side. Osborne comes over to pick him up in the corner. Up top to Short, across to Stalder. Stalder with the ball, finds Gage Short once again with the pass. Underneath Knutson, shot off the glass, up and good. Nick Knutson now has 4 points in the ballgame for HTRS, has all four of the Titans' points with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in this first quarter. 10-4 your score. The traveling call on the Indians And that'll give the basketball back to the Titans. HTRS will get it back, trailing by 6 now, 10-4. Inbound the pass to Knutson, gives it back up to Gage Short, and he'll come across the timeline on the attack here. Short feeds it to Knutson in traffic. Knutson's shot is blocked away nicely by Simon Osborne. He used that 6-foot-6-inch frame to get up and block Knutson's shot on the attempted lay-in. Waiting for the inbound pass here now. Jack Hunsicker into the corner. Gage Short for 3. Up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Gira. And that's Bryce Gira with the rebound. Bryce gives the ball up to Kyle. Kyle Gira into forecourt. Bowie in the lineup now here. Garrison Bowie, a freshman. Ball stolen away by Knutson with the steal. Knutson down court. Pushes it down. A 3-on-2 fast break. Driving layup. Knutson couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Nick Knutson has 6 points in the ballgame. 10-6 your score. Knutson with all 6 of HTRS's points. It's a 4-point contest. Pawnee City with the lead. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Kyle Gira handles the ball for the Indians. Around the horn into the corner. Right side. Losing it for a moment was Kuster. Kuster picks it up, bounce pass underneath, reverse lay-in up. Bryce Gira couldn't get it, and the rebound brought down by Rekan Davis. Davis flips the outlet pass up to Short, and Gage Short will bring it down. A minute 53 to go in the first quarter, 10-6. Pawnee City with the lead, HTRS's basketball. Gage Short to Davis. Davis into the corner left side, Hunsicker. Hunsicker tries to work around Kuster. Kuster won't give him the baseline, so the pass comes back to the top of the key to Short. A minute 35 on the clock here in the first quarter. Under the basket, Knutson in the corner had an open look for 3, elected not to take the shot. Knutson now works around the defender, now pulls up for the 3. It comes up short, and it's going to go out of bounds. The basketball will belong to the Indians. Pawnee City with a couple of substitutes off the bench. We'll see who's checking in here now for the Indians. Looks like Jet Farwell, 5'8 freshman, is going to be on the floor. Also into the game comes Joseph Martini. He's in the game. Bounce pass into Osborne. Osborne guarded there by Davis. Couple of big boys. That's an immovable force and an irresistible object. Those two get together. Rekan Davis, a big boy himself, and when he collides with Simon Osborne, that's a lot of beef under there. Waiting for the inbound pass for Pawnee City. They toss it in. Garrison Bowie with the basketball. Bowie at the top of the circle. Right wing. Goes into the corner. Jet Farwell. Farwell comes up top. Joseph Martini on the left side now. Bowie again at the free throw line. Tries to penetrate. Short tried to strip the ball away. Here's a 3 from the corner. Up and off. No good. Stalder with the rebound. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Bryce Gira. On Gira, his first personal team foul, number 1, on the Pawnee City Indians. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-6, Pawnee City with the lead. HTRS with the basketball. Gage Short feeds it underneath. Inside to Davis, driving way up and good. Lincoln Davis with his first 2 points. Andrew Stalder with the assist. Did a great job. At the other end, a driving layup, up and off, no good. Ball tipped, saved from going out of bounds. Comes into Stalder. Stalder feeds it to Knutson. Knutson to the right side. Hunsicker, open look, 3, got it. Jack Hunsicker from the corner on the right side hits the 3. And it's 11-10. HTRS with their first lead up by 1. Ball stolen by Knutson. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Knutson all the way in, driving layup, couldn't get it. Wait a minute, was he fouled? No. No foul called after one quarter. HTRS leading Pawnee City 11-10. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at the Beatrice Middle School. Udeka's tournament coverage, a fresh 8 minutes up on the clock as we're ready to move into the second period. HTRS, after trailing throughout the entire first quarter, took their first lead at 11-10 on that three-point bucket by Jack Hunsicker right near the end. Titans with the basketball. Inbound the pass, Hunsicker into Knutson. Knutson into the corner, right side, down to Stalder. Andy Stalder feeds it up top to Hunsicker. Hunsicker looking for the cutters. Stalder goes inside to Davis. Ball is tipped and loose. Davis goes after it. Still waiting for the ball to come out of there. Now Pawnee City comes up with it. Down court goes Kuster. Kuster all the way to the right side, into the corner, right side, open look. Doesn't take it. Now a penetrating shot on the baseline. Moving toward the basket with the shot was Kyle Gira. And Kyle's going to be fouled. He'll be at the free throw line. Kyle Gira will be shooting two shots for the Indians. Chance to tie it or maybe give the Indians the lead. The foul on Nick Knutson, his first personal, team foul number two on the Titans. Gira's free throw is up. It hits the front of the rim, comes up short. He'll get another attempt here. 7:33 to play in the first half. 11-10, HTRS up by one. Kyle Gira, second free throw is up. It's off also. The ball is tipped around. Stalder had it. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. And I'll have to wait until they post it because there were two or three Pawnee City players in there going after that. The foul is going to be on Bryce Gira. On Bryce, his second personal. Here's an inbound pass, deflected and knocked away underneath by Justin Pierce, but Pierce touched it last. So HTRS will get the basketball. A little pressure being applied now by the Indians. Into Hunsicker with the pass. Hunsicker comes down unmolested across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Pawnee City. Justin Pierce right in the face here of Nick Knutson. Across court to Hunsicker for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Bryce Gira. Bryce Gira with the outlet pass. Flips it out to Kuster. Kuster comes down. Sharp picks him up. Jump shot, Kuster. Up and good. Kylan Kuster has 5 points for the Indians, and it's a Pawnee City lead back up by one. There's Stalder in the paint. Jump shot, three-point line up and good for Andrew Stalder, his first 2 points. Back and forth exchanges of the lead here. Just like that, the Titans are back up by one, 13-12. There's a long three from the corner that's put up, doesn't go. A battle for the loose basketball, a jump ball is called. Bryce Gira down there battling with two or three Titan defenders for Pawnee City. And on the possession arrow, the ball stays with the Indians. Bryce Gira will take a break now. Back in to replace him comes Simon Osborne. Baseline pass in on the left side of the baseline under the basket. They toss it in and back it out as Kuster to the top of the key. Gavin Baker in the lineup now. Kuster goes to the right side, Osborne. Osborne can't put the shot up in traffic. Now a fall-away jump shot up and good by Simon Osborne. Osborne with 7 points in the game for the Indians, and the lead goes back to Pawnee City. It's a back-and-forth deal here on this lead. Ball goes out of bounds off the Indians. We've had four lead changes with the last four baskets, so it's 1 point one way and 1 point the other here. 6:17 to go in the first half, 14-13. Indians up now. Pawnee City on defense, inbounding the ball. Wait a minute, we got an issue here. The official blows the whistle before it's even tossed in. Hunter Bowling is in the ball game. He was going to inbound it. And I don't know, did we have a foul apparently on Justin Pierce before the ball was even inbounded? Pierce picks up his first personal. Inbound the ball to Stalder. Stalder tried to go to Short. Ball is kicked away. It goes off of Short. And Pawnee City will get the basketball back. Seesaw contest in terms of scoring here. Coach Hadley Sikora is fired up. Up off the bench, shouting instruction to his ball players. Kuster across the timeline with the basketball. Off to Pierce on the right elbow. Bounce pass underneath. Ooh, big offensive foul on Kyle Gira. Kyle Gira backed into Knutson and put him to the floor. And Gira gets called for his first personal. Team foul number four on the Indians. 6 minutes to go in the first half, 14-13. Pawnee City with the lead. Gate short across the timeline, behind the back dribble by Short to the right side. He goes into the corner to Hunter Bowling with the pass. Bowling gives it back to Short in the paint. Short, right side against Osborne. Shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move there by Gate Short for his first 2 points in the ballgame, and makes it 15-14, the lead back again to HTRS. Five lead changes in the last five baskets. Pierce with a lay-in that's up and off, no good. Rebound Stalder, gives it down to Knutson. Knutson into forecourt, all the way down, puts a little jump shot up in the paint that won't fall for it. Rebound Pawnee City, fast break the other way goes Kyle Guerra. Driving lay-in up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Bowling. Down court goes Knutson after the ball and diving under our table. Good effort there by Kyle Guerra, but the ball is going to stay with HTRS. Guerra went sliding underneath the broadcast table going after the basketball. We're located courtside. In fact, as Knutson inbounds us, I'm less than 3 feet from him. Pretty sure Nick can hear us as we're doing the broadcast. 5:10 to go here in the first half. Nick Knutson to inbound it. Throws into Gate Short at the midcourt line. Short to the right elbow to Hunsicker. Lob pass to Stalder. Stalder looks to Knutson on the right side. He backs into traffic. Turnaround, fall away, jump shot. Up and off, no good. Inside to Stalder it goes. Bounce pass. Hunsicker driving lay-in. Up and good. Stalder with the assist. Jack Hunsicker with the basket. Great job there by Andrew Stalder, his second nice assist like that tonight. He had one for Rankin Davis a little bit ago. Kooster with the ball for Pawnee City. Titans up by three now, 17-14. HTRS's biggest lead. Here's a three from the corner that's off and doesn't go, but traveling is going to be called. The shot didn't go anyway for Jeff Farwell, and it'll be Titans basketball. 17-14, HTRS leading Pawnee City. This is a semifinal game, B division of the boys bracket here in the 93rd annual Mudecas tournament. Inside the paint, Stalder, jump shot off the back iron, doesn't go, it's tipped around. Coming out of there with it in the corner is Knutson. Knutson brings it up top to Gate Short, they'll reset the offense. Pawnee City out here putting pressure on Gate Short. Short across court pass finds Hunsicker. Hunsicker feeds it into Knutson, ball is deflected away. Now a jump ball is going to be called on the baseline. Simon Osborne down there tied up with Hunter Fry. With 4:03 to play in the first half, 17-14. HTRS up by three. They were trailing for most of that first half, or first quarter rather. In the paint, Knutson tried to go up with a shot. He'll be fouled, and that's going to put Nick Knutson to the free throw line to shoot two shots. Nick already has 6 points tonight. And he'll be at the line here. No, they're going to say it was a foul. They lined up like they were going to shoot it. Knutson at the line, but they decided, no, the foul came on the floor before the shot. So it'll just be HTRS's basketball. Hunsicker will inbound it under the basket. Hunsicker. Inbound the pass. The shot is blocked away. Knutson comes up with the ball. Hunter Fry thought he had a lay-in there, and Osborne just blocked it back at him. Now they go to Stalder with it. Stalder, bounce pass in the paint. Fry with a jump shot, no. Stalder, rebound. Gives it back to Fry into the corner. Hunsicker, open look, three for Hunsicker. In and out, no, won't go. Ball is flipped out of there. A jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow goes to Pawnee City. 3.5 minutes to go here. 3:30 on the clock in the second quarter. It's 17-14. With the lead are the Titans after they trail most of the first quarter. We had five lead changes there in the second quarter. Ball is loose here in front of our table. Jet Farwell gathers it in, feeds it into Osborne. Osborne tries to back in. He'll be called for an offensive foul. Knutson gets knocked to the floor. Osborne called for the foul. That's his first, team foul number five on the Indians. Team foul number six on the Indians, I'm sorry. 3:17 to go in the first half, 17-14, HTRS with the lead. Stahl will bring the ball down court across the timeline, goes to the corner with it to Hunsicker, who finds Knutson. Knutson, left side of the lane, flips it back to Hunsicker. Again, Knutson for three from the left elbow, off the back of the iron, it wouldn't go. And the rebound comes down to Pawnee City. Bryce Guerra got that rebound for the Indians. into forecourt. Jeff Farwell for a long three, misses everything, saved from going out of bounds. They tip it in into Osborne in traffic. Osborne, shot is up. Got it. Nice move by Simon Osborne. He got 9 points, and it's 17-16, a one-point basketball game. HTRS with the lead, 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Gates short, has the ball stolen away, driving layup up, got it. Shot is good by Jeff Farwell, and the foul on Gates short. That was a frustration foul. Short had the ball stolen from him, went down and fouled him in the process. Farwell not only got the basket, but he'll have the and one coming. That's the first foul on Gates short, team foul number 3 on the Titans. At the line, Jet Farwell for the and one here. Shot is on the way for Farwell. It's up and off, no good, but the two-point bucket was enough to give Pawnee City the lead once again at 18-17 with 2:27 to go. That is our sixth lead change here in this second quarter. 18-17. End ends up 5-1. HTRS basketball. Hunsicker in the corner right side. His pass is deflected, knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Kyle Guerra to tip the ball away. Inbounding it, Jack Hunsicker on the corner on the right side of the lane. Waiting to get it in to Andy Stalder. Stalder looking inside for Davis. Now works the baseline. Little wraparound pass trying to get it to Davis. They flip it out. Hunsicker gets the ball into the corner. Now Hunsicker launches a long three that's off. Knutson with the rebound. Knutson feeds it underneath to Stalder. Stalder works inside the paint to the left side. Ball comes back, goes off of Hunsicker, off a defender. He goes up to Gates Sharp with a pass. Minute 49 to go. Stalder, bounce pass, underneath. Hunsicker feeds it around. Davis got his shot blocked. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with HTRS. Good job defensively by Kyle Guerra to get up there and block that one away. Waiting for the inbound pass underneath. Comes to Knutson in the corner. Nick Knutson. He's got 6 points so far tonight. Knutson in the corner right side. Flips it up top to Stalder. Back it comes to Knutson. Works around the defender. Knutson backs it out to the top of the key. Now gets a pick set there. Goes in for the driving layup. Shot is blocked away. Good job underneath by Bryce Guerra. Bryce got up there defensively, got all basketball, and blocked the shot to the baseline. Bryce Guerra on the defense. Inbound pass. Bryce Guerra with the steal. Gives it up to Osborne. Osborne feeds it to the left side. Jet Farwell under the basket. Shot is up. Blocked away by Stalder. Rebound Gates short. Outlet pass Knutson. 1:08 to go in the first half. Hunsicker dribbling underneath. Feeds it to Short. Short comes back to Hunsicker with it. He falls to the floor. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. As Short was on the floor, the ball got flipped away from him. Discussion taking place here now. The foul is going to be called. Well, we're waiting for him to put it up on Jet Farwell. On Jet, that's his first. At the free throw line will be Gage Hunsicker. He may have an issue with some blood here on his lip or something. They're going to let him take a look at that before he shoots the free throw. So we've got an official timeout. I don't know if they'll just have to put someone else in to shoot for him or what the plan is here. The clock shows 1:03 to play here in the first half. Our score 18-17. Pawnee City leading HTRS, checking into the ballgame. Hunter Fry will check in for Gates Sharp to come in and shoot the free throws. Hunter Fry's first free throw is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming here. That ties us all up at 18 apiece with 1:03 to go here in the first half. Hunter Fry, second free throw is up. He hit them both, and that puts HTRS back on the top. A seventh lead change here in the second quarter. It's 19-18, HTRS with the lead. Jump shot right side of the lane for Pawnee City. Put up by Cougar. Fast break all the way down. The ball is stripped away from Knutson and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with HTRS. Nick Knutson thought he was going to get a layup there, but the defender came down and just swatted the ball away. Jack Hunsicker will play it in on the baseline right side of the HTRS basket. Gets it into Stalder. Stalder comes up with it, gives it to Hunter Fry. Fry works to the corner, can't get there, needs help. Now Stalder comes out, he'll pull up for a three that's in and out, no good. Tipped around, Pawnee City with the basketball. 31 seconds to go in the first half. HTRS by 1, 19-18. Indians with a chance to play for one here and maybe get to the locker room with a 1 or 2 point lead. Here's Gira, Bryce Gira, handling the basketball. Flips it to the left side to Jet Farwell. Farwell in traffic. No place to go. He flips the ball up. It's tipped away by Knutson. Going back to retrieve it in backcourt is Farwell. Left side, down in traffic. Bryce Gira, double team, gets rid of the ball. Long three. Buzzer will sound. That basket won't count. And at the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score, HTRS 19 and Pawnee City 18. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring wrap for you right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on KTNC.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Ken Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield, featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb breeding program. DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against five of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will or Neil with your seed questions.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime. At the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians 19-18. Individual scoring, first of all, for Pawnee City, Simon Osborne has 9, Kylan Kuster with 5, Kyle Guerra has 2, and Jet Farwell with 2. From the charity strike, Pawnee City went 1 out of 4 in the first half. Scoring for HTRS, Nick Knutson leads away with 6 points. Jack Hunsicker has 5. Gate Sharp with 2. Hunter Fry with 2. Andrew Stalber has 2. And Rykin Davis with 2 for their total of 19 points. From the free throw line, a perfect 2 for 2 from the charity stripe for the Titans in that first half. I want to remind you that tomorrow on Sunny 101.3, we'll have basketball coverage for you. In the girls bracket, we'll have the third place consolation game in the B division. That'll be HTRS and Johnson County Central. That's a 3:30 ball game. Then we'll have the championship in the girls A division. Johnson Brock taking on Sacred Heart. That's scheduled for an 8:15 tip-off at the City Auditorium here in Beatrice. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, then update you with our local weather forecast. And that sounds interesting. It is, after all, Mudeckis week, so it wouldn't be Mudeckis without a little snow in the forecast. So listen carefully to that forecast we've got for you here at halftime. Then we'll have 2 more minutes of information, and we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppy Realty and Farm Management.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed, because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from Friday morning until Saturday morning. As we go into Friday, we will start to see chances for rain and snowfall as we go throughout the evening. This is due to a low-pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas that's going to start shifting south across the state of Iowa to Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Total snowfall accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. As we go into the rest of the weekend, however, we are going to start to see chances for warming temperatures, and we'll actually go above average temperatures yet again, seeing highs in the upper 40s on Tuesday. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly cloudy skies, the low around 30 degrees. For Friday, we'll start to see snow showers and drizzle in the morning, with cloudy skies and a high at 40 degrees. And Friday night, more chances for snow and drizzle. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, 37.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Worry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Worry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Worry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson. Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness, and now mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School, where it's halftime here in the Boys B Division semifinal contest. The HCRS Titans leading the Pawnee City Indians 19-18 I've been looking at these brackets here, and I haven't had a chance to visit with my buddy John Nixon yet, but I think here's the way it's shaken out for tomorrow. It appears we'll have two games for you on Sunny 101.3. The first broadcast that we'll have will be the third-place consolation game in the B division of the girls, and that'll be HTRS and Johnson County Central. That'll be at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon on Sunny 101.3. And then we'll have the championship in the girls' A division. That'll be Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock with an 8:15 tip-off tomorrow night, again on Sunny 101.3, and that'll be live from the Beatrice City Auditorium. Don't know yet what's going to happen on Saturday. I do know we'll have Sacred Heart playing in the third-place consolation A division boys at 4:15, and we'll have Johnson Brock in the championship at 5:45. And then either HTRS or Pawnee City will be in the B Division third place game at 2:45. So we'll probably have two games tomorrow on Sunny 101.3 and most likely three games on Saturday. And I believe those games will be heard on right here on KTNC and, of course, worldwide online at msc-sports.net. So lots of basketball, three games coming up Saturday and two games on Friday, I believe. But keep in mind, I have to talk to John. That's all subject to change here. That's the way it looks right now at halftime as I'm looking at the brackets. 19-18, HTRS up by one. Titans are at the basketball. We move into second half action. Stalder in the paint. Bounce pass to the right side. Jump shot from the corner. Up and off. No good. That shot put up by Hunter Bowling. Ball stolen away and a shot put up underneath the basket by Nick Knutson. Knutson will be fouled and will put the senior at the line. Knutson has 6 points so far tonight. He's at the line here shooting two shots. That foul on Simon Osborne, his second first team foul of the half. Knutson's free throw is up. It's off the rim and won't go. He'll get another shot here. He's got six so far tonight. 7:47 to go, third quarter, just underway here in the third period. Nick Knutson, second free throw is up. This one is good. He's got seven now. Knutson with 7 points. 20-18, your score is a 2-point lead for HTRS. Indians with the basketball, Kyle Gira. Gira on the right side on the elbow, looks for Osborne in traffic, goes inside to Bryce Gira with the pass, back to Kyle. Kyle tries to work the baseline, gets forced out of bounds, and we'll have a whistle on the foul called on the Titans. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball under their own bucket. The foul is going to be on Hunter Fry, his first personal team foul, first team foul of the half on the Titans. Bounce pass into traffic. Osborne tries to move to the basket, turnaround, jump shot up and good. Nice move by Simon Osborne. Simon now with 11 points in the ballgame for the Indians, and we're tied once again at 20. This is Nick Knutson with the ball, guarded by Kyle Gira. Gives the ball up top here, in traffic. Andrew Stalder, he's double-teamed. Stalder in trouble, needs help. Now moves to the basket, puts it to the right side, down into the corner to Fry. Out in the corner, deep baseline right side. Knutson with a follow shot, doesn't get it. Bounce pass, top of the key. Knutson on the dribble. He bats between the rings, top of the circle. Knutson flips it into the corner, right wing, Hunsicker. Hunsicker clears it all the way back out near the midcourt circle to the left elbow to Hunter Bowling. Bowling feeds it in. Right side, floater, up and off, no good. And there with the rebound for Pawnee City is Bryce Gira. Gira gets the outlet pass out to Kyle Gira. And Kyle in the forecourt. He'll set it up. Man-to-man defense by the Titans. Kyle Gira flips it to the left elbow. Now they come back to the top of the circle with it. To Bowie, who handles the ball. Turn around. Bryce Gira. Jump shot. Couldn't get it. Bryce Gira. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Knutson. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Garrison Bowie, I believe. We'll see when they put it up on the board for sure. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. No, the foul is going to go on Cooster. On Cooster, his first personal. And the second team foul of a half on the Indians. All tied at 20. 6:12 to go, third quarter. As Andrew Stover brings the ball down court. A lot of pressure applied by Kyle Gira. Stover pulls up for a jump shot that's good. Andrew Stover with his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. And the lead goes back to HTRS at 22-20. Boy, this has been a seesaw contest throughout. At the very outset, Pawnee City had a little bit of a lead, but since then, just back and forth. There's a nice little hook shot by Bryce here in the paint. The shot doesn't drop for him, but he will be fouled. Bryce Gira, 6'4 senior, has not scored yet tonight in the ballgame. Here he finds himself at the line shooting two shots. The foul on Andrew Stalbert, his second personal, team foul number two on the Titans. First shot is up and good for Bryce Gira. That's his first point of the night in the ballgame. Bryce Gira ready for his second free throw. It's up, and this one is in and out, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Lakin Davis. Davis, outlet pass to Stalver, left side, comes to the near wing with it. Jack Hunsicker, Hunsicker on the dribble, works around to the right elbow, now goes into the corner, deep baseline right side, feeds to Stalver, left side, jump shot, Hunter Fly up and good, Stalver with the assist. Hunter Fly with the basket, give Andy Stalver the assist. 24-21, the lead is three for the Titans in what's considered a low-scoring ball game here. Here's a fall-away jump shot on the baseline that doesn't go. The ball is tipped out and goes out of bounds. I think it's going to stay with Pawnee City under their own bucket. Kuster will inbound it. He'll stand in the corner on the baseline, left side under his own basket. Bounce pass into traffic. Osborne backing in against Davis. Can't do it. Move to the basket, left side. Jump shot off the rim. No. Rebound, Hunter Fly, gets the ball out quickly. Down to Hunsicker. Hunsicker to Knutson for three, left wing, got it! Nick Knutson hits a three, he's got 9 points in the ballgame. Knutson with nine, and we've got 4:44 to go in the ballgame. 27-21. The lead is six now for HTRS. Pawnee City's basketball. Bryce Garrett, turnaround jump shot, right side doesn't go. Rebound to Hunter Fry. Fry tried to get a pass out, it's deflected away. Picked up by Stalver. Stalver and Lakin Davis. Now there's a pair on a fast break down court. They give it to Hunsicker in the corner. Back it comes to Stalver into Lakin Davis. Fry doesn't want to take the shot. He works to the top of the key to Stalver. Knutson breaks through the paint. Fly goes to the right side. Stalver kicks it out to Hunsicker. Hunsicker, long three off the iron. No. Rebound, Simon Osborne. Osborne pulls down the ball for the Indians. 27-21. The lead is six for the Titans. Indians need a bucket this trip. Kuster on the right wing. Goes in with it to Kyle Garrett. Kyle Garrett in traffic. No place to go. Flips it up top. A long three is on the way. No. Rebound brought down by Fry. Fry gives it up to Knutson. Nick Knutson down court with the basketball. 3:44 to go, third quarter. Knutson in traffic. Goes up with a shot. He got it blocked away out of bounds. Good job defensively again by Simon Osborne to get the block. Here's Gage Short back into the lineup now. Short checks in. Sitting down will be Hunter Fry. Into the ballgame. Osborne back into the lineup for Pawnee City. He took a short breather. 27-21. Titans by six with 3:38 to go. Andrew Stalver. Bounce pass behind the back up to Gage Short. Short pulls up for a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. Rebound by Bryce Gira. Gira has it taken away by Stalver. Short comes up with the ball in traffic. Flips it out on the left side. Open look. Hunsicker doesn't want to shoot it. Stalver, free throw line, set shot. No. Ball tipped around the whistle. We're going to have a push-off foul. Down there battling for the rebound is going to be called on the Titans, I think, on Lakin Davis. I'll see. Yes, Davis picks up his first personal team foul, number three, on the Titans. 3 minutes, 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 27-21, HTRS with the lead on Pawnee City. Kylan Kuster with the basketball into forecourt. Feeds it up top. Comes up to Martini, who's in the lineup now once again. Martini in traffic. Osborne going through with the ball. Tied up underneath, waiting for a whistle. The jump ball is finally called. In traffic, Osborne moved toward the basket. There were three defenders in there hanging onto the basketball. Possession arrow stays with Pawnee City. Kuster will inbound it under his own basket. Kuster looking for Martini, running out of time. Timeout taken Pawnee City to preserve the possession. 2:57 to go, third quarter, 27-21. HTRS on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at the Beatrice Middle School, our live coverage of this, the 93rd annual UDECA's basketball tournament. Class B division semifinal boys action, 27-21, HTRS, leading Pawnee City, kind of a neighborhood shootout. We came over here to Beatrice to hold it. 2 minutes, 57 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's been a close ball game all the way through. HTRS was up by one, 11-10 after one quarter. They led by one at halftime, 19-18. And then during that second quarter, though, there were seven lead changes to give you an idea how close this game has been. When play is resumed, Pawnee City has the basketball. Inbound the pass into Simon. Simon feeds it in to Kuster. Kuster works to the left elbow, driving layup off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound Simon, follow shot, putback, whistle and a foul. We're going to send Pawnee City to the free throw line. Jet Farwell, 5'8 freshman, he has 2 points on one field goal, will be at the line here shooting two shots. Free throw is up and off the front of the rim, does not drop. He'll get another attempt here. They still haven't posted who the foul is on. Ryken Davis picks up his second personal, team foul number four. Jet Farwell's second free throw is up. This one is good. Farwell hits that one, so now we're back to a five-point ball game. Full court pressure by the Indians. Martini chases after Gage Sharp. Sharp dribbles around and flips it over to the corner to Hunter Bowling. Bowling's pass inside, deflected away by Bryce Guerra. Guerra tips it out to Simon Osborne. Simon picked up his dribble, needs some help. Goes into Bryce Guerra, feeds it back to Simon, lays up the dribble. Bryce Guerra with the assist. Simon Osborne with the bucket. That was a nice job by Guerra. Threaded the needle and found Osborne down through the lane for the lay-in. Osborne now with 13 points. There's a shot on the right side, up and good by Ryken Davis. Davis with his second bucket for HTRS, and it's back to a five-point lead, 29-24. Osborne for three, top of the key, short off the rim. Stalver with the rebound, outlet pass, down to Knutson. Fast break, Knutson has the ball dribbled away from behind, falls to the floor. It goes off of Knutson and along to Pawnee City. Nick Knutson a little bit slow getting up there. He's had a good night, though. We've got Knutson with 10 points so far in the ballgame for Nick. 29-24. The lead to HTRS with a minute 45 to go. Ball is loose on the floor. Whistle and a foul on Nick Knutson. Knutson picks up his second personal. Team foul number five on the Titans. 29-24. The lead is five for HTRS. Pawnee City with the basketball. Osborne guarded by Davis. Lots of collision in there. They give it up to Bryce Guerra. Guerra's pass stolen away by Gage Sharp. Sharp for a breakaway lay-in, blocked away by Bryce Guerra. And we're going to put Sharp at the free throw line. Bryce Guerra picks up his third personal foul. At the free throw line will be Gage Sharp. Sharp has 2 points in the ballgame, won one field goal back in the second quarter. Here he's shooting two. The first one is short. Hits the front of the rim and won't drop. He'll get another attempt. Gage Sharp looking for his third point of the game. Second free throw is up and good. Gage Sharp got that one. And that makes the lead six now at 30-24 with a minute 28 to go in the third quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. Bounce pass right side. Guerra, shot is up and good for Bryce Guerra. Bryce got the bucket and drew the foul. He'll have the and one coming. Nice pass. They found Bryce Guerra. He got the shot to fall. Drew the personal foul. The foul is going to be on Andrew Stalver, his third personal. Team foul number six. Bryce Guerra's free throw is up and off. Does not go. Ball goes out of bounds off of Osborne. And it'll belong to HTRS. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter here in Beatrice. 20, or 30 rather, to 26, your score. The lead is 4 for HTRS. This has been a close one all the way. And down court, on the dribble, comes Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker on the right side, clears it up top to Gage Sharp. Stalder taking a breather right now. Lob pass into Regan Davis. Ball tipped away, stolen by Osborne. Fast break the other way, all the way for the driving lay-in. Shot is up and good. Making the basket is Jet Farwell. And it's a two-point ball game, 30-28. Here come the Titans. Left side is Hunsicker. Turns around, had an open look from three, gives up to Nick Knutson. Knutson trying to dribble away from the defender, pulls up for a long three that's in and out of there. Knutson couldn't get it. He's got 10 right now. He went for a three on that one, and it wouldn't drop for him. With the ball in the paint, moving toward the right side. Oh, the ball goes through the fingertips of Bryce Guerra and got away. 30-28, our score. Time on the floor with 27 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at FAST. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back with you here, Beatrice. 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's a two-point basketball game. HTRS up by 2 over Pawnee City, 30-28. Glad to have all of our Pawnee County and Richardson County listeners with us tonight. KTNC. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the game for you. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios for this presentation. We move back to live action, HTRS with the basketball. In the corner goes Jack Hunsicker on the right side of the lane. Now he backs it out onto the elbow with 11 seconds to go. HTRS wanting to play for one here. 8 seconds. Hunsicker launches a long three with 4. Ball tipped around. Pawnee City's rebound. The ball gets way out of bounds. 7/10 of a second on the clock, and the basketball will belong to Pawnee City, but they're at the wrong end of the court here with 7/10 of a second. Not much of an opportunity here to shoot it off. 30-28, in all probability, is going to be our score after three quarters. Here's the inbound pass. Now they won't get a shot off. 30-28, HTRS up by 2 after 3. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be right back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a fresh 8 minutes on the clock here. 8 minutes to go. It's a tight ball game. 30-28 is our score. With HTRS up. John Nixon, if you're listening in, maybe you can let me know by text message if I'm on schedule there with those two games tomorrow on Sunday, I believe. You'd want to keep me posted. We're back to live action. Sharp feeds it underneath. Franken Davis goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. Davis fouled as he put a shot up on the baseline. He'll go to the line and shoot two here. 7:48 to go in the ball game. At the line. Davis, free throw is on the way up and hits the back of the iron off and doesn't go. Reichen Davis, will have another shot coming. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Shot is up and good. He got the second one. That makes a lead back to 3 now for the Titans as Pawnee City down court with the basketball. Kyle Gira sets the offense, gives it up to Bryce Gira. Bryce Gira feeds it right side. Spin move in the paint. Traveling is going to be called on the Indians. Underneath the basket was Jet Farwell. He lost his balance and fell. And the traveling gives the ball back to the Titans. HTRS with the basketball. Stalder kicks it to the right wing. Stalder holds the ball. Now penetrates, goes in, works against Bryce Garrett. Can't get free. Stalder in trouble. Has to come up to Gage Sharp with a pass. Sharp gets a pick set by Stalder. Feeds it underneath to Davis. Davis into the corner. There's a long three, baseline right side, in and out. Davis with the rebound, out to Gage Sharp. Sharp looks up top with it. Now they come up inside to Stalder. Stalder, right side, Hunsicker. Hunsicker had Knutson there for a minute, couldn't get it to him, and it comes back to Sharp. Sharp in the paint. Left side, he'll be called for a double dribble. Somebody touched the ball there, and he double dribbled. It'll be a turnover. And with a 3-point lead, Pawnee City, a chance to try and tie it up or get within one this trip down. 31-28, HTRS, up by 3. Pawnee City's Cooster with the basketball, Kylan Cooster. Nice left-handed dribble, spin move underneath, feeds under, driving lay-in. Ball is put up by Kyle Gira, couldn't get it, he'll be fouled. And now Kyle Gira will be at the free throw line. He'll have a chance to shoot 2 free throws for the Indians. The foul is going to be on Jack Hunsicker, his first personal, team foul number 7. Shooting 2 is Kyle Gira for the Indians. He takes aim, the first free throw is on the way up, and hits the front of the rim and rimmed off just short. We'll have another attempt here. 6:39 to play in the ball game. A lot of time left. A lot of basketball to be played. Kyle Gira, ready for the second free throw. It's on the way up and got it. Kyle Gira hits the second one. There's a 3 from the corner. Up and good by Nick Knutson. And with that basket, Nick Knutson has just hit 1,000 points in his high school career. We've been waiting for that to happen. There's a driving layup at the other end, a whistle and a foul. Cooster will be going to the line. Nick Knutson, with that 3-point bucket, now has 1,000 points for a career. That was 1,000 points for Nick Knutson on that 3-pointer for his high school career. We've been watching that. He came into the game tonight with 988. Free throw is up and good by Cooster. Cooster put that one down. That gets Pawnee City back within 4, 34-30. And Knutson, or rather Cooster, will have a second shot here. It's up and good also. Got them both. 34-31. 3-point ball game. 6:18 to go in the contest. It's just that tight. On the left side of the lane, they kick the ball out here. Comes to Hunter Bowling. Bowling hands it left side, gives it down to Hunsicker. In the paint, jump shot right side off the rim, doesn't go by Bowling, and the rebound pulled down by Bryce Gira. Bryce Gira, outlet pass to Kylan Cooster. Cooster brings it down court, right side of the lane. Cooster hands the ball up to Kyle Gira. Kyle lost his dribble, comes to Bryce Gira with a pass, who stands at the top of the circle. Bryce Gira flips it to the right elbow, goes down with it to Jet Farwell. Now on the right side, driving in is Kyle Gira. Kyle, turn around, fall away, shot up and good. Kyle Gira with a jump shot from the right side. It's a 1-point basketball game, 34-33. HTRS on top. Knutson in the corner. And we're going to have a push-off foul, offensive foul called on Knutson, I believe. An offensive foul. And on Nick, that will be his 3rd personal foul. 34-33, HTRS leading Pawnee City by 1, 5:25 to go, and here come the Indians. Down court is Cooster. Cooster comes on the attack, works one-on-one, gets into the paint, kicks it out. Here's a long 3 from the left elbow that's up and off, no good. That 3 was put up by Garrison Bowie, and the rebound comes down to the Titans. Into forecourt, it's Jack Hunsicker with the ball. Hunsicker Gives it up to Dunlap, who's in the ball game now. Brogan Dunlap has just checked in for the Titans. Dunlap hands up to Hunsicker. Again, it comes to Brogan Dunlap. He holds the ball for just a moment. Across court, skip pass to Hunsicker. Playing a little bit of keep away here now. A lot of time left. 4:45. Ryken Davis driving way up. Couldn't get it. Bryce Garrett comes down with the defensive rebound for the Indians. Bryce Garrett with the rebound. Outlet pass to Kuster. Kuster to the right elbow. Garrison Bowie in traffic. Feeds underneath to Bryce Garrett. Back to Bowie. Doesn't take the three. In traffic. Shot put up off. No good. And the rebound to Knutson. Knutson down court with the basketball. Dribbles between the circles, behind the back, got away from the defender. Oh, he tried to flip it to Gage Short and tossed it right to Bryce Gira. All the way to the other end comes Kyle Gira with the ball. Knutson chases him. Kyle Gira looks underneath, had an open man, shot is up and good on the baseline. Jeff Farwell got the two under the basket. It's 35-34, Pawnee City back on top in this with their first lead in a while. 35-34, Pawnee City by one, 3 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the ball game. This is a semifinal game of the boys' B division of the Mudecas tournament here in Beatrice. That's what you're listening to. Here's a jump shot from the right side that won't go down for Brogan Dunlap. Pawnee City comes down, and now they have the basketball and the one-point lead. Kuster on the dribble. Kuster, top of the free throw line. At the circle, hands the ball up to Kyle Gira. Kyle Gira driving, float, shot is up, off, no good, tipped around, rebound HTRS, short, down court pass, but a whistle and a foul was called. The foul is going to be, I think, against the Indians. Here's Simon Osborne after getting a breather and catching his breath, checking back into the ball game. The foul is on Kyle Gira. Kyle picks up his third personal foul. And 3:08 left to play. Pawnee City up by one, 35-34. Titans with the ball. Stalder at the free throw line just holds the ball a minute. Now goes into the corner, down baseline right side to Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker to Stalder in the paint. Stalder flips it to the left side, Knutson. He backs it back out into the corner. Inside of 3 minutes to go now, 2:47 on the clock. There's Knutson for three. It's short. The ball picked up by Pawnee City. 35-34. Indians up by one. They have trailed a lot of this ball game. They have the one-point lead. Bryce Gira with the ball for the Indians. To Osborne. Osborne's pass goes across. It's deflected by Knutson. Flipped up to the top of the key to Kuster. Kuster looks for the breaking man on the baseline. The ball stolen away nicely by Ryken Davis. Davis made the steal, gives it up to Gage Short. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the ball game. A one-point contest. Short with the basketball. Pawnee City is up by one. HTRS with the ball. Right side, Knutson. Knutson has the ball tipped away. He'll chase after it in backcourt and pick the basketball up. Gives it back up to Stalder. Across the timeline, Stalder resets the offense. Andy Stalder on the dribble. Now flips it to Ryken Davis. Into the corner, Knutson, right side, back to Stalder. Down by one, the Titans trail into Davis. His shot blocked away nicely by Simon Osborne, but a whistle. Osborne called for the foul. I'm not sure if it was on the floor where we shoot 1-1. Doesn't matter, that was a 10th team foul. Osborne will be at the line. And now we're going to have a timeout. Simon Osborne's going to be at the line, and he'll be shooting two shots. Timeout taken on the floor, 1:37 to go. Pawnee City up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, I'd just like to say to all my Pawnee City and HTRS friends, if you're enjoying the broadcast here tonight as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you, this is a good time. Boy, we've had a great basketball game. regardless of how this one finishes. Right now it's 35-34, Pawnee City up by one. I believe we've had 11 lead changes in this basketball game. That's how close it's been. A minute 37 left to play here in Beatrice. When play is resumed, Simon Osborne will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. That was the 10th team foul on HTRS, so we're in the double bonus. Osborne has 13 points already for Osborne in the ballgame. And here he's shooting two. His team up by one already. Simon Osborne, the first of two free throws, is on the way. It's up and it's off to the right. Couldn't get it. Another attempt coming, though, for Simon. A minute 37 to play. HTRS has only scored 4 points in his entire fourth quarter. Osborne, second free throw is up, and this one is good. Got the roll. Osborne now with 14 points. It's 36-34. The lead is two. Pawnee City up by two. HTRS with the basketball. Hunsicker goes into the corner. Davis sets a pick point. Hunsicker comes up to Stalder with it. Stalder looks for Knutson. Knutson cuts toward the basket. They try to dribble the ball away from Stalder, but we'll have a reach-in foul called. Not yet shooting. The foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Kyle Kira, his fourth personal. Team foul number six. So the next one will put HTRS in the 1-1 if they foul. Now Stalder with the ball. A minute 13 to go in the ballgame. 36-34. Underneath, Hunsicker back to Stalder in traffic. Stalder has the ball taken away, got it back. Ball is loose on the floor, everybody after it. And fouling will be the call. Kyle Guerra came up with the basketball, but he rolled. He rolled over with the ball, and that's considered traveling. All right, HTRS has the ball with a minute 3 to go. This is still anybody's ballgame, folks. Scoot up close to your radio, Indian fans, Titan fans. Happy to bring you this exciting action here on KTNC. A minute 3 to go in the game. 36-34, Pawnee City by 2. HTRS with the basketball. Inbounding it is Jack Hunsicker. Gets it into Gage Sharp. Back to Hunsicker down in the corner. Hunsicker looks for Stalder coming through the paint. No shot there. Hunsicker with 3! Off the rim, no! Rebound, Pawnee City. Stalder takes it away. Stalder got the steal. Gives it back to Hunsicker. Driving layup. Shot is blocked. Bryce Taylor with the block. Rebound, the other way. Osborne decides not to take the shot. Instead, gives it back up top to Kuster. Kuster on the dribble. The ball tipped away. 35 seconds to play. And a foul is going to be called, I think, on Knutson. Waiting to see as they sort this thing out. 35 seconds to go. And still waiting to see what they did with this foul. Yes, it's on Knutson. And at the free throw line will be Kylan Kuster. 35 seconds to play. Kuster is 2 out of 2 from the line. First of 2 is up. It's good. That makes it 37-34, a three-point lead for Pawnee City with 35 seconds to go. Timeout taken, HTRS. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be back in half a minute. Don't go away. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, this is my fourth broadcast of the day here from the Beatrice Middle School, and it looks like we saved the best for last year for you. What a ball game this has been. 35 seconds to go in the game. It's 37-34. Pawnee City is up by 3. When play is resumed, we'll be shooting a free throw down here. A three-point lead. If Kuster can hit this second free throw, that would give them a two-possession lead, the Indians. Right now they're up by 3, but a lot can happen in 35 seconds. Kuster ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. It's up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Back up and the rebound and the putback and drew the foul. He'll have the and one. And just like that, Osborne has put the Indians up. Now, they haven't put the points up. I'm sure that ball went in the hole. 33 seconds to go, yes. It's now 39-34. The foul is on Andrew Stalder, his fourth or fifth. He fouls out at the line. Simon Osborne for the and one. The shot is up and good. He got it. Osborne with the shot. It's 40-34, a six-point lead. HTRS has to come down and shoot quickly. 25 seconds. They need to be shooting the ball. Gates short in the corner for three. It's off no good. Rebound Pawnee City. Down court in a hurry. Knutson gives chase. Driving way and up and good by Kyle Gira. Pawnee City blew this thing open. 10 seconds. HTRS, Knutson with the ball. Wait a minute. Whistle and a foul is called. 9 seconds to play in the ball game. 42-34. Pawnee City up by eight. We've got a whistle and a foul on the Indians. The foul is called on Jet Farwell. At the free throw line will be Hunter Fry. Fry at the line. We invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. Fry at the line. Free throw is up and good. He got the first one on the 1-1. He'll have a second shot coming. With 9 seconds to go, it's 42-35. The lead is 7 for Pawnee City. What a finish here for the Indians in this last minute or so. Hunter Fry's second free throw is up. It's short, and the rebound to Pawnee City. Coming down with it is Osborne. He falls to the floor and calls for traveling. And they'll give it back to HTRS. Pawnee City fans might disagree with that. 42-35, 6 seconds to play. HTRS to inbound it. Up top it comes to Knutson. He'll have to launch a three in a hurry. Shot is on the way, doesn't get it. Shot is off, rebound Pawnee City. There's the ball game. Your final score, Pawnee City 42 and HTRS 35. 42-35, Pawnee City gets the win tonight over HTRS. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a scoring recap and give you a complete rundown of all the individual numbers you've been enjoying Mudecas basketball on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Marlin City Supply. Take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. Our final score in this one, the Pawnee City Indians with the win over HTRS, 42-35 is your final. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Titans, they were led by Nick Knutson. He finished with 13 points in the ball game. Nick, with those 13 points, now has, as his career, 1,001 points at HTRS. So our congratulations to the senior, Nick Knutson. He came into the game tonight with 988, scored 13 tonight, and that put him over the 1,000-point total in his career. Adding 5 points was Jack Hunsicker. Hunter Fry had 5 points. Ryken Davis with 5, 4 points for Andrew Stalver, and 3 points for Gage Sharp. That's the total for HTRS, 35 points from the line. The Titans went 6 out of 10 from the charity stripe. For the Pawnee City Indians, a big night for the big man, Simon Osborne. He finished with 17 points in the game. 8 points tonight for Kylan Kuster. Kyle Guerra had 7. Jeff Farwell was 7. And Bryce Guerra added 3 for their total of 42 from the free throw line. The Indians went 9 of 18. 42-35, the final score. Pawnee City with the win over the HTRS Titans. So now, looking at my brackets, here's what we're going to be able to tell you. Tomorrow, on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, we'll have 2 games for you. The early game at 3:30 will be the third place consolation game for the girls. That'll be HTRS and Johnson County Central, a 3:30 tip-off on Sunny 101.3. And then we'll have the A Division Girls Championship at 8:15 tomorrow night. That will also be on Sunny 101.3. So 2 games for you tomorrow on Sunny. Then on Saturday, we'll have 3 games for you. They'll begin at the third-place consolation game in the B Division at 2:45. That'll be HTRS and Diller Odell. You'll hear that here on KTNC, the Saturday games on KTNC. We'll also have the third-place boys consolation in the A Division. The Sacred Heart Irish will play either Freeman or Tri-County. We don't have the results of that Freeman-Tri-County game yet, but we know Sacred Heart will be in that third-place consolation game. And then we'll have the Division B Division Championship at 5:45 on Saturday. That will feature the Pawnee City Indians, who just got the win. They will face Johnson Brock, and that's at 5:45. You'll hear it on KTNC. So we've got a lot of basketball still coming up. 2 games tomorrow, 3 games on Saturday. We hope you'll join us as our continuing coverage of this 93rd annual MUDECUS basketball tournament. Well, I just about going to wrap it up for our coverage for today. For Aaron Wisdom, I'm Randy Gatula. Leave you with a final score here tonight. The Pawnee City Indians 42 and the HTRS Titans 35. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to MUDECUS Basketball on KTNC.